Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Cubis.
Population me specifically.
Cubis. Population Chris. How are you, man?
Good, man. Glad to be here. I've been on the bus from Koreatown for like an hour and a half.
Hey, man. That's the best way to get you in the mood.
You
see some shit.
You took that tour? It's not a highly advertised LA tour, but it is a tour. Oh, it's the sightseeing. I haven't seen so many unattended dogs in my life. I don't understand.
If they have like hashtag Koreatown.
Yeah.
That is a great way to set you up for the dumbness that will ensconce you moments later.
You rode the bus. The riding the bus was like goosing your mind for what we're about to do.
Well, we're lucky to have you here. You are an Austin comedian that we love and that we always love seeing when we come to Moon Tower.
Are headlining the Cap City Comedy Club the week before we come. October 31st through November 2nd or 3rd. We come the next week. We go from the 7th through the 10th. It's one of the best clubs ever.
It's the best. I still love that. There's like a handful of them, the ones in the country, but man,
just did Denver. We're going there.
Going to Madison. The good circuit. I got you. It is
really the good stuff. So that's great. And you got an Amazon documentary.
Yeah, I got this documentary on Amazon Prime. I'm proud because I scammed a bunch of money and that's not true. Here's what happened. I said I want to make a documentary about income inequality, and they said that's an awesome idea. What's your angle? And I said, you give me a bunch of money and I get to live like the 1% for 30 days. Ooh. And it worked. They did it.
What?
They just gave me a bunch of money and I moved into a mansion. I met a bunch of rich people. It's fun.
How was that?
It was they're not nice, but
they're dumb.
They're dumb in another way. They figured something out, but they are not nice people. I got on a boat. I'll tell the story real quick. I went on a boat. It didn't make the documentary to make the cut, but I went on a platonic date with a millionaire matchmaker set us up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you talk about how you have all this stuff. Do you ever think about giving back?
Yeah.
Think about people who don't have. And he said, yeah, man, I was in Half Price Books. It was December. It was like real cold out. Mm-hmm. And his family came in and it was like a mother and father and three kids, and none of the kids had coats. Mm-hmm. And it just made me feel something like right in my heart. Yeah. So I just had to leave. anybody thought he was going to buy coats? Was the angle? He was like, I couldn't look at those cold ass kids anymore.
Yeah, man,
shivering
man.
Was making me mad.
It's bumming me out, man. Well, I'm sorry for harshing your
Nice warm vibes.
Sometimes for the wealthy, the windows are tinted not so that people can see in, and so they don't have to see out.
That's the truth, man. That's the truth.
So check that out.
That's cool. So it's Chris Gets Money, right?
Chris Gets Money.
Yeah, I love that. And just happy to have you here, man. Because
I
know and just from your comedy and whatnot, very observant, you realize, as we do know, that the world is getting dumber.
Yes. Yeah, it's a terrifying thing. I've worked service industry for so long that you just see that, I saw a 45-year-old woman crawling across the street. What? On her hands and knees. And I was like, I've never been that drunk in public.
Yeah.
Not drunk.
What?
She lost a dare?
I don't know what she was doing. She got across the street, stood up, brushed off her knees, and just walked the fuck away like a normal human being.
That's a bet.
I can only assume, but there was no one else around. She didn't meet up with somebody. Nobody's taking pictures.
Right.
Somebody's taking a photo. None of that. It was like 2 in the morning.
That one was just for her.
That was,
you know what I mean? Sometimes you got to
do one for you. You're doing
a bit for no audience.
I love it. Well, listen, man.
You're like, I wanted to help her, but I
wanted
left.
To see it.
I did not help at all.
I felt something in my heart. I felt something in my heart, and then I just left.
It was heartburn. I had spaghetti earlier.
Well, I am so happy that you're here because we have got great stories sent to us.
Awesome.
A great story sent by our fans. I haven't heard it, but I'm guaranteeing it's going to be good. Daniel, let's get into it.
All right. This was sent in by Joe Latrell at The Gentleman Joe.
Love this
Joe
dude.
Sends in a lot of stuff.
Joe Latrillo. Joe Latrell. The Joe Latrell Sprewell.
After a watch was stolen from a Apopka, A-P-O-P-K-A.
Apopka?
Nope.
Apopka?
What country are we in?
We're in Florida.
Oh, okay. So there, it's a different language.
So we're not even on this planet.
The state of confusion.
Yeah, Apopka is a pop-up where they sell bath salts.
Yeah, 100%. They give them away, too.
It says
shoplifters will not be prosecuted, is what it says.
Grab at your own risk.
Mm-hmm. After a watch was stolen from an Apopka, keep yelling at your iPhones because I'm saying it wrong, pawn shop. Investigators quickly recognize the suspected thief. So cops came in and recognized the suspected thief. He was the ex-manager of a local barbecue restaurant frequented by the city's cops.
Okay. So if you know the cop, this is a guy who's like, they'll never suspect me.
Yeah, hiding in plain sight.
Hiding in plain sight. You know what
Dude,
I mean?
Don't rob any place with cameras if you have personal relationship
don't
with
Don't rob any
officers.
Place. Period.
Well, period.
You can start there. But then also, you can back it up a little bit. Maybe you need to watch real bad. Your hands are covered in barbecue sauce.
Right, exactly.
Can't get the bills out of your wallet.
I get it.
I would say, don't rob a place if they can smell. Like, you're going to walk in. You ever been in a barbecue place for 20 minutes?
You smell like
barbecue for like 2 days.
Have you ever been near the open pit in the back? I know Austin. You have been Franklin's in the back pit.
Are you in Cooper's? Jay and I went to Cooper's 1 year.
Is Franklin's coming back or no? That place is done.
No, that place is. Oh, it burnt, but they got built back up. It's fine. They're back to the lines around the block. Yeah, good. They're killing.
Sorry, Cooper's is my spot.
But smell is like the biggest sensory memory thing in the world. You're gonna walk in and be like, smells like Steve in this
That's
place.
Right.
Steve
came in.
This brisket smelling motherfucker came in here.
Johnny Brisket over here.
I came in here. It didn't smell like anything. It smelled like old shit, and then all of a sudden, the watch is gone, and it smells like brisket.
The cops look at him and like, oh, yeah, that's the guy from the barbecue restaurant we all go to all the time. But it was the heist's suspected getaway driver, Tyler Jeffrey Dunn, TJD.
Tyler Jeffrey Dunn. To me, sounds like a mom yelling at her two kids. Tyler, Jeffrey, we're done.
Right.
You two are done. We are getting out of this Walmart. We are walking away from this water.
He was later arrested on a slew of charges, accused of repeatedly ramming a detective's vehicle at a nearby Wawa.
Hold on. Unrelated? This is on separate dates?
I'm going to ram this detective's car at a Wawa.
You're a guy from Philly in Florida who's so happy
I'm down
he found
from
a
we're
Wawa.
Down from Mount Laurel.
And this guy's in my parking space. I'm going to go ram him.
You're a Philly guy who's like found a Wawa and you don't even, you're still going there
Dude,
for
I
dinner.
Can't believe there's a Wawa down here and this guy's in my parking space. I'm going to ram the hell out of him. I'm going to go ram him.
Chris, have you been to a Wawa?
Yeah, I was about to say, this guy took my last plastic wrapped turkey sub that's been sitting out for 2 days
so
that I love so much.
The one that's crusty for no reason.
It's so wet.
Why is it so wet?
No, but I love it.
There's moisture in it that should not be there.
Yeah. I benefit health wise from Wawa not being nationwide.
Sure.
Yeah.
East Coast, baby.
The case began, so here we go. When the manager of Cash America Pawn on East Main Street, add that to the Dumb People Town walking
there
tour, called police Sunday to report that a man asked to see a Samsung Gear smartwatch that was in the glass sales counter. Ask for a fucking Apple Watch.
Yeah,
you're gonna steal.
Don't slum down the Android bill.
What are you doing?
Maybe he's got a Galaxy Note.
I have an Android in my pocket. That being said, I thought this was a watch. I thought he was like
Rolex
gold,
some Pulp Fiction shit.
Yeah.
He stole
a watch. Oh man, if that's where we're going.
My watch.
Well, in Dumbville Town, a lot of times things do end up in butts.
That kind of
not today.
Yeah, the butt is the carry on of choice in Dumbville Town.
He went the other side. He slid it up the dick hole.
Oh, God.
I'm going urethra.
It's my human dob kit.
So the case began. When the guy asked to see a Samsung Gear smartwatch that was in the glass sales counter, then snatched the device when the manager looked away. If you're working at a pawn, it probably is you have to maintain a lot of eye contact.
Yes.
Like even when you walk back to the cash register,
you're moonwalking a lot of places.
First rule, that's training.
Yeah, you learn how to cash. You learn to count cash by like muscle memory.
Yeah,
you just know where it is
like,
in the
exactly.
drawer.
Tens feel this way. There's a watch repair shop where I get my watch repaired once in a while whenever it breaks down. And it's on 3rd Street here in L.A. And to get inside of the place, you have to buzz.
Really?
Then you go inside this thing where
the second door won't
like
open up until the one behind you is closed.
Why? Because they just have multiple $10,000 watches in there?
They don't even have that. I think they have like headshots of like former sitcom stars like up on the wall that they don't want to lose.
Christ. But Dave Coulier.
Nobody's taking my Paul Reiser signed autograph.
What was the woman
I like
from
Paul.
Up All
Night?
I'm mad about that. What was the woman from Up All Night? What was her name?
Oh, Rhonda
Shear.
Rhonda Shear. There's like 11 Rhonda Shear headshots there.
And like the second lead on Silk Stockings.
Right?
I love that show.
I know you did.
I used to watch that show at night.
And it was
when it was on. I don't know.
Dan used to call it. Used to call it.
I don't know. It was syndicated, so it was late at night in Rochelle.
You used to call it Night Stockings.
I probably did.
And he was the Night Stock Silk Stalker. no, but it was. I can't believe that they just let people like a door should not be able to easily open at a pawn shop.
Right. So Jay's giving some heat to the pawn shop for not.
I'm not blaming them for letting someone steal something, but you should have like the door should be like
if you don't have a vestibule thing.
I got to tell you, I've been as someone who's been to a few pawn shops.
We have
that is not the case. Most times you walk into a pawn shop, there's just a big closet full of guns.
Yeah.
And like it's got all the only lock on it is like where they keep the HR files. It's just a bullshit filing cabinet lock.
Yeah.
It's just full of weapons.
Yes.
There's a pile of like comedically large knives.
Yes.
They're shaped like Star Trek.
Comedically large
knives. Handle is also the brass knuckles.
Exactly.
Chris, if you don't open a store called Comedically Large Knives, that is a missed opportunity.
So I'm looking for like a nice pair of cutting shears.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything? And it's just the thing you like go to bank openings with. Well, I got this. That's all I've got.
Yeah, it's got a cat of nine tails on the handle.
Yeah.
The thief, okay, so they run out. Uh-huh. Then the thief hopped into a waiting silver Dodge Challenger with a black racing stripe and sped off.
Yeah.
You do not, your getaway car can never be that identifiable.
That car does not blend in.
Never.
No. You might as well have flames on the side. You might as well be driving like the thing from Back to the Future.
Right.
Yeah.
But just has your name on the windshield.
Yeah.
Like your getaway car should always be like an Astro van, like an Astro minivan, or like
Geo Metro,
beige Camry. Toyota Camry from the early 2000s. You want to blend
in? Nissan Maxima.
People won't even remember that you left it. What are you going? I don't know.
I was looking right at it and I can't tell you what it is.
It turned into that weird predator waviness and it just disappeared. I don't even know what happened. It
teleported out of here.
Yeah.
When a detective checked the shop surveillance footage, he recognized the thief as the arrest affidavit states.
That's Barbecue Dave.
Yeah. The man was the former manager of a barbecue place on Main Street and how perfect for cops called Porky's. Porky's original barbecue.
We strip these animals naked and you can look at them through a peephole.
Every,
and then you pick which one you want and then you eat it.
Every cop walks into Porky's like, I can't believe we're doing this.
Yeah.
I cannot believe we're
ribs are too good. Let me get one of those unarmed black man specials. Can we just pile that up in a plate?
Oh my God, I can't breathe. This is so good.
Okay, but you got to when you eat this, you got to attack it from the back.
By the way, can I say this? I watched.
Can't eat ribs because you can't have anything in your hands.
When you finish, you put your hands up. Look, nothing.
I watched Do the Right Thing last night. It was like a long time since I'd watched Do the Right Thing. I was like, oh shit, the cops strangle a guy.
Yeah.
I was like, how fucking crazy. Crazy and foretelling was that.
Yeah, it's right on the nose. I mean, just last week, I threw a garbage can through a pizza shop.
What?
They were closed and wanted pizza.
No.
It's a different, it's not really racist based. Wanted hunger. I wanted the hot and ready.
And you have beef with Danny Aiello, right? Even though he passed away.
It should
he threw
be
crumbled up dollars at someone.
This is a quote. It should be noted that the detective wrote that Porky's is a popular eating establishment for Apopka law enforcement. The officer also goes on to say, quote, we have eaten there dozens of times while on shift and had numerous personal interactions with the suspect.
Okay,
so
it's
literally like Dave. It's Dave.
Yeah. It's like the guy in what's cop land. It's like the person who like sweeps up the Elks Lodge that they all hang out at.
Right.
Like that person decides to go steal.
Right. Something. They told him who it was.
Without a mask or like, you know what I mean?
Nothing.
Make a little bit of an effort to disguise
yourself. Although
it would
be harder if you came up with a mask, like, can I look at that watch?
Or at least order it with like... That'd be on the pawn shop.
Watch, please.
Well, sir, can you take off your mask?
Fake mustache. Something.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm having trouble seeing it through my... Well, then take your mask off.
Can you put that, can you
my
put that
eyes wide
with
shut.
Eyes, with eye holes cut out of it?
Yeah. The detective took a statement on the theft of the roughly $250 watch, which I think is overpricing it, then left and went to the Wawa on South Orange Blossom Trail. Pulling into the lot, the affidavit states, he spotted the Challenger, which was already parked outside the store.
Easiest detective work ever.
Yeah, he goes, oh, that Challenger just across
you
the street that pulled into
one
that Wawa?
That right here, yeah.
The racing stripe.
Yeah, the
right.
Raced over
it's got
here.
A picture of Dave on the back that says, I'm out of here. It's just,
the watch is taped to the side of the window.
But see, this is dumb people town.
It
or
is.
Like the guy who has all the relationships with the cops haphazardly steals a watch,
and then
gets in
around.
The most identifiable car with his friend, and they drive across the street
two
to Wawa.
Yeah.
Across the street.
Yeah, you need a celebratory
slushy.
Right. The cop, quote, clearly recognized the ex-Porky manager who was still wearing the same clothes as during the theft. Yeah, because it was 20 minutes later.
Yeah. He didn't have time.
And this guy's not
even
thinking. Well,
he did buy a Wawa t-shirt. I don't change my clothes when I go to Wawa.
He just really wanted a watch.
Yeah. That's it.
The detective turned on his vehicle's emergency lights.
He wanted a Wawa watch.
There it is.
There
you go. Around for a minute.
There you go.
Sklar Brothers.
The vehicle turned on his the cop turned on his emergency lights in his vehicle, pulled behind the Challenger. That's when authorities say Tyler Jeffrey Dunn, the driver, tried to escape, ramming the detective's vehicle
backing
three times.
Into it.
Yes,
backing
and
into
also
it.
Striking a nearby minivan as he fled the Wawa.
What I think he thinks is the GTA.
They're parking too close. They're parking way too close
at
this Wawa.
If you're in the Wawa and you see a cop car pull behind a car that's next to yours, you in your brain, you're like, oh, my car's going to get fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
I'm on the phone with Progressive at the moment before anything happens. Right. Let's just get preemptive. Yeah, hey, with this.
Like, do I have Progressive's like, where's the accident? You're like, it's happening right now.
Yeah. It's in the parking lot of a Wawa. Like, we got you. We'll
yeah,
say
yeah, no, we got you. We know how to do it. We have an autofill on this form.
What? Jordan Rubin's joke. Well, what time is it? And you're like, I don't know. Let me check the watch that's taped to this window right now. Jordan Rubin's joke. Our friend Jordan Rubin. You know Jordan Rubin? Great comedian.
He's here in L.A.
Like, New York cab drivers are the worst, man. He's like, you can't do
a
cab.
In a cab
the other day, he's like, where do you want me to let you off? He's like, just let me off up here on the right in that accident that you're in.
After the Challenger almost crashed head on into another vehicle, police opted against chasing it. So
I think he thinks this is just GTA 5, where like if you get out of that radius, he's
you're
free.
Good.
He's not moving. This motherfucker
but
lives
like,
in Wawa.
What does this guy do that he's like
Apaka or whatever?
He's like, let me be your getaway driver. We'll take my Challenger.
Yeah,
and then he's like running from the cops. Like you just stole. You
are
you
going to challenge him?
You assisted in the stealing of a watch. Actually, you could probably say, like, I don't know, my friend went in, came back out. Good lawyer's going to get you off on this. You haven't done anything.
Right.
Well, except for attempted vehicular homicide. Well, that's when they will call it when you ram a police
car.
That's
what I'm saying. Then you start doing
well,
it.
No,
but so far, you've just...
So I've never played Grand Theft Auto. I mean, I've watched it a little bit. Is this kind of like what happens in Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, you can always run from the cops whenever
you
want.
Yeah, if your star rating is too high, you have to drive, like, outside of this, like, flashing perimeter, and then you're free because apparently the cops just turn around,
right.
Which I think is what this dude thinks is going to happen.
So he thinks
he's going to get to
Grand
his driveway and it's just home base and he's safe now.
I'm good. But Dan, your attitude is right here. That like, and I think your instincts are so right. As soon as you walk out of the Wawa and see a police car behind you, be like, what's going on? Is everything okay?
Picked up my friend at the
he said
shop,
to pick him up
in
the
front.
You just throw him under the Challenger.
Yeah, remind me never to do crime with anyone in this room.
You don't even have to admit that you don't even have to admit you know your friend stole anything.
Yeah,
you just be like, I don't know what you want.
Officer. Coming in very hot at this cop, by the way. I don't know what you want.
That's some white privilege, man.
You tell me. You tell me.
I'll be in hiding in the Wawa bathroom, moving.
Yeah.
So then he takes off after ramming the cop car and hitting a van and almost going head on into another car, and the cops opt to not chase him.
Yeah. Because they know where they're gonna be at his house when he gets there. They know where he lives.
They know he'll be back at the Wawa tomorrow.
Right.
We'll get him
here. This guy's not hard to find.
It's dumb people town. The cops are like, we'll catch up with him.
We'll get him.
Yeah, we'll see
him at the barbecue place.
Besides, he's not. No, it's not even the barbecue guy. It's just
the
getaway
guy.
Driver.
Dummy.
Yeah. However.
No, he'll probably hang out at the barbecue place.
Yeah, sure. They're going to go out celebratory ribs.
I'm there all the time.
Rick, you can't keep coming back here. We fired you.
Can you guys take Samsung watches? I'm trying to buy some celebratory ribs.
Trying to get some ribs.
However, police began surveillance at Dunn's last known address. When the Challenger was seen leaving there later, officers followed it to a Circle K on Orange Blossom Trail.
I don't like this disloyal customer bullshit.
It's going everywhere.
pick a side in the Wawa Circle K.
He likes his shabby to be convenient.
It was there that Tyler Jeffrey Dunn began pumping gas, and a detective approached him, ordering Dunn to the ground.
What do you think? I'm going to say he ran. Took the gas thing out, squirted it on the cops, and ran.
But Dunn did not get back in the vehicle, even after the detective stunned him with a taser, and he sped away again. Randy, you gave him too much credit, ripping the fuel hose out of the pump.
Good moment.
Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I've kind of always wanted to do that a little bit. A little bit that
just
sounds like fun.
Pop. Unless he has some serious priors, let's keep in mind, he is doing all this having just driven away from a $250 robbery.
Accomplice,
yeah. Well, the back of that truck is just full of child porn. There's just, it's just stock.
Or
just
children.
Stacked like cutting
or children.
Wood.
Children with guns. Stacked like cutting wood.
As he drives away, ripping the pump from his car, or is still in his car, the hose whipped the detective, tearing away his gun holster. Now, that's kind of cool.
That is amazing.
That's the coolest shit I've ever heard.
The hose whips back.
John Wick 3, baby. Let's do this. Hits the cop and breaks his gun holster.
John Wick 3.
There it is.
There you go. I'm not even going to say it. Dunn was later arrested after crashing into a light pole and briefly fleeing on foot. Tyler Jeffrey Dunn. Give it up.
No, Tyler Jeffrey Dunn, this is like Grand Theft Auto. He is like, I will never surrender.
No.
There's always a foot race.
I can outrun this.
I can jack another car.
He's been trying to outrun
by.
His life
since
he was born.
Running from his life, searching for his dad. Dunn was later arrested after
crashing.
Like I said, he crashed into a light pole. Then he tries to flee on foot into a wooded area. If I'm the cop, I'm like, dude, we know where you live.
Right.
We know where you like to hang out. We know where your friends are, and you've ruined your car, so you're not going anywhere.
You're done.
He lives in the woods.
You're literally and figuratively
Tyler
done.
Tyler Jeffrey is done. That's the title. Tyler Jeffrey is done. D-U-N-N.
Is in parentheses.
He faces several charges, including aggravated fleeing, aggravated batter on a law officer.
Of
I'm hoping that they meant to write battery, but batter on a law officer is throwing
batter
cookie
up.
Dough.
Batter up.
Cake batter.
Just a deep fry.
Pancake batter.
Aggravated batter on a law officer, battery on a law officer, driving with a suspended license, reckless driving, leaving the scene of a crash with property damage,
and
resisting
27
arrest.
27 dead kids in his trunk.
Now, which one of those things is the only one that predates what he did?
Driving
on a suspended license.
That's it. Yeah.
He did all of this.
Because he had
he's driving
suspended.
On a dude, come on,
dummy.
An arrest affidavit shows the former restaurant manager. This is
oh, we're
back
still
to
back
it.
To him. I forgot about this guy.
Old Ribs McGee.
Do you think that the restaurant manager at Porky's was like? Run some diversion. And he went to the hilt.
Tyler's like, I got you. I got you. You need me to run it? I got you, dog.
Meanwhile, the guy from the barbecue place like hit a safety deposit box with like extra passports and like cash. He's fleeing the country.
He's Jason Bourne, man.
He lays down the Samsung watch in a safety deposit box next to 20 other Samsung watches.
He's like, almost got them all.
Hey, Tyler going to take the fall for this one.
This is what I love. So yeah, now we're back to the Porky's, the former Porky's restaurant manager.
Love him.
An arrest affidavit shows the former restaurant manager was taken into custody at the Wawa, but released after cooperating with police, identifying Dunn as the driver during the Wawa escape.
So he threw him under the
bus. This is how much these cops like this fucking barbecue manager.
They're like,
he's gone.
He threw him under the bus that he was driving.
He gets to keep the watch. That's how much they love him. It's watch now.
They're like, we'll pay for the watch.
We know we all like you. You always threw us some extra
smokes.
Give me some burn ends
and we're all good.
Burnt tips and some hush puppies.
I don't really work there anymore, guys. You heard what we said.
Make it happen and you'll be
so
free.
So it ends up that like because Dunn did all this crazy shit.
Right. He did it.
Yeah, that I'm calling him Rick. Rick ends up getting off on stealing the watch because he can just turn on Dunn, which is everything is after the fact. These cops did not want to arrest Rick.
They didn't want to do work.
They like Rick.
They
and
like
his barbecue
him. This is the power of working at a good barbecue joint that the cops like to go.
We'll get out of here on this. Yeah. How old do you think Tyler Jeffrey Dunn is?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price.
getaway dude. All right.
Yeah, you know he's got a charger. You know Cubes, he's got a house.
He's got money. He's got.
You can go first.
I'll go first. Okay. I'm bold with this one.
Okay, do it.
This, I would say he is a Florida 36.
Okay. Which is?
Which is like the rest of the country 57 based on like.
The way he looks. So he's 36, but he looks 57.
Yeah, okay. He's lived 57 hard years.
Okay.
Like a dog year situation.
All right.
He's 21 years old.
21 from Jason.
I think he's 27.
27 from Randy Sklar. And what'd you say?
36.
Okay. Anything to plug anybody before we give this away?
Check out my podcast, Canceled. We watch TV shows that only lasted one season. We're watching Bunheads right now with the great Martha Kelly. So
nice.
Watch Apartment 2F.
Martha's the best.
Apartment 2F.
There you go.
My dear friends, the Sklars.
Yeah.
Anything to plug?
Yeah, we'll be in Austin. Actually, we got the All Things Comedy Festival, which I believe is happening.
Yeah, this should drop on the 19th, so we're about 6 days away from
Live Down People Town. We're doing there, working on the guests for that. That's Thursday the 25th.
And if you have not signed up for The Drip to support this show, I am imploring you to do it. It's a great way to get extra content. And
just wait until you see after that show all the people that got to be at the meet and greet on the 25th and hang out with us.
Hell yes. Hell yes. It's a great, great, great way to support all these wonderful people who help put this show on. So we're at like 400 people. I want to get to 5,000.
There you go.
Sure. And then, guys, I'm on tour right now. The second leg of my tour is the first 2 weeks of November. I'll be all along the West Coast. Go to danielvankirk.com if you want to see me in L.A., Phoenix, San Diego, Seattle, Portland, all those areas. Okay.
Nice.
Get your answers in now, Tony, because Tyler, Jeffrey, Dunn, which, by the way, they spelled J-E-F-F-R-Y. So Jeffrey.
Jeff.
Yeah, I feel like we could have spent 5 minutes
on that. Tyler Jeffrey.
Named after most of his job titles.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's
yep.
The Jeffrey.
Where he works.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the fry? Jeffrey.
Tyler, Jeffrey Dunn, we're going to get out of here on this, is 25 years old.
I'll take that. There we go.
Nice. Well done. Nice.
Hell of a show, Chris Kubis. Thank you so much for doing that with us.
Heck yeah.
And,
thank you for having me. It was awesome.
We got to get back to work. Dum, dum, dum. Dum, 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. It's a good show.